The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. Welcome in. We are the hottest sports variety program here in the Valley of the Sun and beyond. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. So much to get into in the NFL. As we know, the Super Bowl is 1 week away. The San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs will be going at it. Patrick Mahomes, Jimmy G, Andy Reid, Shanahan. Holy cow, Mike Wilson, can you think of all the storylines that we're going to have to talk about all week long, my friend? Yes or no?
Oh, I can't imagine, and I'm sure they will be mentioned as well. The other thing I just saw was that Coach Shanahan is 100-1 to blow a 28-3 lead. Yeah, I thought that was kind of funny.
It's actually hysterical because what are the odds of that happening? I almost think 100-1. That's giving it like a chance, to be quite honest with you. So it's kind of crazy. Anyways, a lot to get into. We're gonna dive into it wholeheartedly here for this whole hour about what's gonna happen potentially in the Super Bowl between Kansas City and the San Francisco 49ers. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. You're hanging out on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
All
Welcome back to Sports View. Next topic. Is it really all about power? Makes me think of Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Gives you the power to find options based on your budget. Let's go to Chuck for an irrelevant analogy.
Man, back in the day, people didn't ask how many oranges are in the crate. They just took the oranges. They didn't say, are there 6, 7, 12, 15, whatever. It was just oranges. You get me?
We get you, Chuck. In a word, oranges.
Give it to us straight with the Progressive Name Your Price tool. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-338-6906, 800-338-6906. That's 800-338-6906. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. 800-720-5971. That's 800-720-5971.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
It'll be second down at 18 there. Jags will go with a slot to the left. Cole lined up inside of Westbrook. Single receiver out to the right. Bortles with the shotgun, surveys the defense. He has the snap. Blitz coming. Bortles steps up, throws over the middle, and it's tipped and intercepted. Picked off by Dante Johnson down the far sideline. He's going to go to the end zone. Touchdown, San Francisco.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. So much to talk about with the NFL. Obviously, Super Bowl about a week away. We're going to dissect it as best we possibly can. Your thoughts, your opinions, always encourage. You can get at us on Twitter. For Mike, it would be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And then obviously you can beam us up. Give us a phone call, 1-800-878-7529. All right, Mike, so I got a question for you, my friend. Obviously, we know that we have a couple of really good tight ends that are going to be playing in this game, Kittle and obviously Kelce. Who do you like better? And, I mean, obviously we're going to have all week long to kind of figure this out, but week before the Super Bowl, who would you rather have, Kittle or Kelce?
Wow. That's like asking me, do you want fudge or do you want chocolate? Like, well, you know, it's, that is a very good question. I think I'm going to go with Kittle. He kind of has that Gronkowski kind of attitude. He can block. He can certainly catch it. He can get you yards after the catch. Not that Kelce can't. And if I can't have Kittle, I'm going with Kelce. I mean, it's kind of like 1 and 1A, but I think I just prefer Kittle just a little bit more than Kelce.
You know, I think it's an interesting debate. And I think that, quite frankly, both of these guys are incredible for their respective teams. And, yeah, you know, we always try to figure out ways to compare people, right? We're always trying to – like, we compare LeBron James to Michael Jordan, or we compare Kobe to Michael. And quite frankly, there's no comparison, people. I'm just going to be the bearer of bad news for all you people that are listening to us. You know what? Quit comparing people, because – they're not comparable. They're their own individuals, and they're playing in a different era. The rules are different, all that stuff. So what I'm going to say is this. I think Travis Kelce has an unbelievable role on his team with the Kansas City Chiefs. And, you know, you think about Patrick Mahomes, and believe me, we're going to dissect this stuff. You know, we'll in a moment, I'm about to ask you, do you like Patrick Mahomes or do you like Jimmy G? You know, so just be ready for that coming in the wings. But my point is that I think that Travis Kelce is really important to what the Kansas City Chiefs do. He opens things up for guys like Tyreek Hill and Hardman and all the rest of the guys that are able to do so much damage on that football field for them offensively. But I do think that those guys play a really significant role for each other to be able to go out and make plays. And here's what I'll say, that I think that Kittle might be a better blocking tight end than Travis Kelce, but I don't think that Travis Kelce is asked to do that as often as Kittle is because of the way that both of these offenses are designed, Mike. Obviously, Kansas City, more of a passing offense. The San Francisco 49ers run the ball a lot more, so that's going to bring your tight ends into play and make them be better blockers, isn't it? Yes or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And it's just one of those things where, you know, you look at, like you said, you look at the offenses and what they try and do and what their schematics are in terms of getting the ball down the field. And Kittle does it, you know, top of the line for what, you know, Shanahan likes to do for the Niners, and Kelce likes to do it the same way for the Chiefs. So it's, to me, it's 1 and 1A. I mean, we're probably talking about the two best tight ends in the National Football League right now, and it's just crazy. I mean, let me ask you this: which one, if there's a gun to your head, which one are you taking?
Travis Kelce or Kittle?
Yeah,
I would take Kittle personally. I like the combination of what he can do in the blocking game, and then, you know, look, man, as far as what these guys can do with catching the ball, I honestly relatively think it's relatively close. And again, I think it's more about how these guys are used in their offenses, because their offenses are both so dynamic. You know, you look at the wide receiver corps. I'm sorry, but San Francisco's wide receiver corps got a lot better throughout the season, obviously with the addition of Emmanuel coming over, right? So that was huge. And then, you know, Kittle he's their main guy, and he can make plays down the field for them as well. And to me, it's about the combination. He is a great run blocker, and the guy is a very capable pass catcher too. And to me, that's what separates the two, is his ability to block for the running back. And again, I'm not knocking things. It's just the way that both of these offenses are designed. I don't think they asked Travis Kelce to do it as much. So I guess that's a skill that I haven't seen the Kansas City Chiefs put on display for him yet. Will they have to do it in the Super Bowl? Maybe. I don't know, but that would be them kind of getting out of character from who they've been all season long. Their rushing game hasn't been all that strong. It's been about Patrick Mahomes finding his weapons and letting him put in the damage and put in the work. So let me ask you, would you rather have Jimmy G or would you rather have Patrick Mahomes in this game?
Oh, I'm going to go with Patrick Mahomes. I mean, look, he's the reigning MVP. To me, right now, he is the best quarterback in the league, with apologies to Lamar Jackson, who will probably get the regular season MVP this year. But Patrick Mahomes can just flat out throw that rock anywhere he wants to, no-look pass, or when he's looking right at the receiver. I mean, he can do it all. He can run. He certainly extends plays. He gets the ball out quick. He has, you know, and this is what, you know, Coach Reed is so good at, is developing quarterbacks. He saw something in Mahomes at Texas Tech that he's like, I want that kid on this team because I can make him a great quarterback. And he's done that. And you see the progression that Mahomes has made since he's been the starter, since he's been, you know, taking the league by storm since last year. So, you know, I'll take Mahomes over Jimmy G. Not that Jimmy G's a bad quarterback. He hasn't done it as much as Mahomes has. I mean, let's not forget that Jimmy G was injured most of last year, and the Niners were 4-12. So this is relatively new territory for Jimmy G.
Kind of crazy. I just thought about this as you were talking about Jimmy G and Patrick Mahomes. You know who I feel really bad for right now? A guy that's not even playing in this football game, but he played for both of these teams. Who would that be, Mike Wilson? Any clue?
No clue.
Alex Smith. Think about it, man. He was a quarterback for the 49ers. He was a quarterback for the Chiefs, right? You know, obviously played under Andy Reid. And, you know, this is a guy that almost had both of these teams in the same position. And now he's no longer in the league. And just, you know, hey, Alex Smith, Dorfman thinking about you a little bit. But quite frankly, you know, Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy G, that's the next discussion that I want to get into with you. And I do think a lot like you with the thought of Patrick Mahomes being that the guy that was the MVP last season, had some adversity throughout the season this year, out a little bit. His team has to battle without him. They figure out their defense throughout the season, which improved greatly throughout the year. Toward the end of the year, their defense was extremely good, to be honest with you. I think it's a natural progression when we're talking about Patrick Mahomes and the jump that he's made. I mean, you know, you think about a guy being the MVP going out of the playoffs last year, a guy being down in two football games in this postseason, and having the moxie and the poise and the confidence to bring his team back without losing a beat. I think that that shows me the heart, the determination, and like you said, the natural progression of one Patrick Mahomes. This guy's ready to be a Super Bowl champion, in the Dorfman's humble opinion. Anyways, I know I hear the music. We got to take that pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll continue rapping about the Super Bowl, man. It's a week away, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Jackson will keep it on the read option. He's got it at the 40, 35, spins at the 30. He's got room, 20. Lamar Jackson, 10, 5, touchdown Ravens! Lamar Jackson with the spin, the sprint, and the score!
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Chiefs third and five in the gun. Mahomes from his 45 two on the defensive line, five in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes, arms out, stretch, shotgun snap. He's being pressured, runs to the far side. He goes a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 50 and runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes.
Garoppolo in the shotgun. Two receivers right, one to the left. High to the left of Garoppolo. He waits on the snap. He's got it. Garoppolo back to throw. Fires over the middle. That's caught by Kittle. Dives for the end zone and in for the touchdown.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. He is Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Always catch us live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So you got to adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world, man. That's right, in the world, because we do come to you live each and every Sunday on Sirius XM Channel 211. We appreciate your ears. We appreciate you listening to us there or on iHeart, TuneIn, however you may be checking us out. We do appreciate it because we know you have choices. So we appreciate you choosing the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And again, live every Sunday, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adjust the clocks accordingly. All right, Mike Wilson, we started the debate about Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy G. Who would you rather have? And quite frankly, I think we're going to be unanimous on this. Of course, we're both going to pick Patrick Mahomes. This is a guy that has an arsenal of weapons unlike any other in the NFL right now. Guys with just complete breakaway speed. Tyreek Hill, we know that dude is just unbelievably fast. And the way that you said Patrick Mahomes gets it out of his hand so quickly, the different angles he can throw it at, this dude is just the main – he is the guy when you're thinking about a quarterback right now. And I'm not taking anything away from what Lamar Jackson did, but we saw in the postseason Lamar Jackson has a lot to learn, and Patrick Mahomes – has grown even more so from his MVP season of a year ago. And this guy, in my humble opinion, like I said before, is poised and ready to be a Super Bowl champion. Mike Wilson.
No, I absolutely agree. And I think you and I got into this discussion on our local show, but you know, we're kind of seeing the passing of the torch a little bit with, you know, from Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, and here comes Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson in terms of the next era, the next 2.0, as you would say, of quarterbacks for the NFL. And I think, you know, you're exactly right when you say he's poised to be a Super Bowl champion. The guy, you know, in terms of Mahomes, he handles himself with class. You know, he's obviously extremely popular. He has plenty of advertisements out there with Aaron Rodgers and State Farm and the whole bit, but he's just class personified to me. He's what you want your quarterback to be and how it represents the organization.
Yeah, no, he's definitely that guy right now. He's you know, kind of goes back to the question that we had on the local show, which, by the way, you can check us out on 88.7 Pulse, the Pulse here in Phoenix. It's pulseradio.fm. Check us out anywhere in the world there as well. And, you know, who's the MVP of the sports world right now in general? Is it a Patrick Mahomes? Is it Giannis Antetokounmpo? Is it LeBron James? Is he still hanging on to that torch right now? And I agree with you, man. Like, this to me, 2020 is the start of the changing of the guard or the passing of the torch in all of these sports. You know, like you said, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, even Drew Brees, these guys are kind of at the end of their careers. And, you know, Aaron Rodgers may be the guy with obviously the most staying power out of those three guys at this point because he's obviously the youngest of the three. But truth be told, I do think that we saw in 2019 into 2020 now a little bit of a changing of the guard or a passing of the torch. And quite frankly, I think you could make that statement, and I know we're talking NFL football, but truth be told, as a blanket statement, I think you could make that in general as far as all sports right now. You might be seeing a changing or a passing of the torch in general from each and every one of these individuals. Like I said, whether it's LeBron James, whether it's Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers in the NFL world, I kind of think we're seeing a passing of the torch in general in all of the sports world right now, Mike.
Yeah, oh no, absolutely. And this is how things go. I mean, it's just, we saw the passing of the torch from Magic and Larry Bird to Jordan, you know, to Kevin Garnett and that era, to Kobe, to LeBron, and, you know, and now it's to Giannis. And the same thing can be said, like you were saying, about football. Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers. Now you got Mahomes, you got Lamar Jackson. And then you got, look, we got young quarterbacks coming up in this draft as well, that can take the torch as well for years to come. So this is just how things go. This is the progression of each one of those sports, and it's no different than when we were kids, buddy.
Okay, so let me ask you this. I think we're definitely in agreement that we both would rather have Patrick Mahomes, obviously, as far as these two quarterbacks go, whether it would be Jimmy. And I'm not taking anything away from Jimmy G. Let me make that completely clear, because truth be told, the guy's been exceptional. We know that. But the workload for him has not been the workload it has been for Patrick Mahomes. And obviously, it's because of the running game that the San Francisco 49ers have. So with that being said, okay, what do the Chiefs have to do on the ground in this game, Mike Wilson, for them to be effective? Because if they're too one-dimensional and Patrick Mahomes is just sitting back there and trying to find his wide receivers, can you key in on those guys and kind of shut that prolific offense down if they're unable to run the ball at all, yes or no?
Yeah, you'll be able to shut it down, because anytime you make a team one-dimensional, it makes things quite a bit easier schematically for the defensive coordinator from the opposing team. So that'll be their goal. But what Kansas City needs to do, they got to get at least 100 yards rushing out of whoever on that team, whether it's running back by committee or one guy. They have to get at least 100 yards to keep that defense honest, because that, you know, Bosa and his buddies are, you know, I can see them just pinning their ears back and just going right after Mahomes and trying to make them a running team. And if San Francisco can make Kansas City a running team, then it goes advantage San Francisco.
See, I think the key to this football game, I mean, obviously the key to the game is whose offensive line or defensive line is going to be pushing back the other side. But quite frankly, I don't think that they're going to be able to run the ball in the standard way of running the ball. So
right.
I do think you're going to see some gimmicky plays. I think Tyreek Hill is going to come around and, you know, they'll use him a little bit in the backfield. And I think that what they do with their running backs, quite frankly, Mike, is Andy Reid is going to be throwing some screen passes. And you know what? A screen pass is just like a run. And I think that will be very effective, because what he's going to try to do is they're going to try to draw those defensive ends a little bit past the line of scrimmage, right? And then if you can get those guys a little past the line of scrimmage, you're going to open things up for that running back if you can get him to play a pass in a designed pass play, a screen pass play for a running back. So I think that watching how they use the screen and then also the sweep, I think that those are going to be very instrumental in how effective and efficient the running game will be for the Kansas City Chiefs, Mike.
I'm just going to say ditto to your analysis right there, because that's exactly what I was thinking. There is a way to run the ball without actually running the ball, you know.
Yeah.
And I coached football for years, and I would do the same thing. I was always the guy that I would pass. I was a pass to set up the run kind of guy. I'd run a lot of bubble screens, a lot of screen passes, a lot of jet sweeps, or even, you know, that kind of reverse where, you know, Mahomes is just going to kind of just pitch the ball to the running back coming around. It counts as a pass, but it really is a run type of play. But yeah, they're going to have to do exactly that. Throw wrinkles in there that the Niners haven't seen on film and do it that way to be successful. But, you know, if they can't get that going, then it's really advantage 49ers.
So potentially, could we see a little RPO, a little run pass option with Patrick Mahomes as well? And if I'm not mistaken, I do think he did a little bit of that back in the day in college. So, like you said, I think you're going to have to throw some wrinkles at these guys. And I mean, look at the San Francisco. Look, I think that that's the most intriguing thing about the Super Bowl, man. With 2 weeks to prepare, you almost are too well prepared. So it's like there's going to be something in this game, whether it's a special teams play, whether it's a trick play that the Kansas City Chiefs have on offense, or for that matter, the San Francisco 49ers, man. We haven't really talked about them, and we know how one-dimensional they are with the purpose of running the football, man. They rush for over 200 yards a game. Like, if you take that away from them and put it all on Jimmy G, will he have the goods to do it? We don't know, man. The jury's still out on that. And I know we got to take a pause for the cause, so we're going to do that. We'll continue rapping about the Super Bowl, man. It's only a week away, people. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Lechler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
The big game is right around the corner, and the basketball season is off and rolling. And now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, betonline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through it all. BetOnline.ag has all of the big game wagering action that you could ask for, including everyone's favorites, the prop bets. How long will the national anthem go? Will there be a wardrobe malfunction? How many yards will Patrick Mahomes throw for? There are literally hundreds of props to bet on before the game even starts. So head on over to BetOnline.ag and use our promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and get in on everything about the big game. Bring the playoffs home with our exclusive sportsbook partner, BetOnline.ag.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery and confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Mahomes is in the gun, moving from left to right. Arms out, stretch, shotgun snap, fakes the handoff, drops back three, line drive throw in the back of the end zone, backpedaling, falling down, chest-high catch, Tyreek Hill covered heavily in the back of the end zone and literally looking at his quarterback, facing him as he was backpedaling, leapt and caught and pressed the ball against his chest. That's a 25-yard touchdown pass. Mahomes to Hill. Here comes the extra point, and the Chiefs are on the board for the first time.
If I were going to have to win a game, one game, you know, the old one-game thing, of all the quarterbacks who ever drew a breath, I would want Elway, simply because in that game, I would want to have a guy who would be best well-rounded to win the game with either his arms or his legs. Obviously, Brady is not the guy to win the game with his legs, nor was Peyton. So right away, if you believe that, if that's part of your thinking, and it is part of mine, I would want Elway to win the game. I'm not sure I would say that I would pick the career, but I would say that game I would want Elway, and not Marino, and not Peyton, and not Brady, and not Unitas, but I would want Elway.
You know, this isn't fantasy football.
This is Dorf on Sports.
That's right, baby. Bob Ryan talking about, obviously, one of the greatest to ever play the game, John Elway, and obviously he, special guy from the Boston Globe himself. And you know what? Look, man, Jimmy G or Patrick Mahomes, I think right now, when it comes to who you'd rather have, I got to say it's probably pretty unanimous because the jury's still out about Jimmy G, whereas we know how good Patrick Mahomes can be with that arsenal of weapons that he has. So it is what it is, man. One of these guys is going to start their legend. And then the other guy, their legacy, you know, it's going to take a little bit of time. And who's that going to be? Is it Jimmy G, who's been around for 6 years now? Or is it Patrick Mahomes, who's even less in the NFL than 6 years. So, you know what? Quite frankly, Mike, this is a great position for both of these guys to be in when you think about it, man. I mean, this is the ultimate game. We all know that, obviously, the Super Bowl, which will be taking place Sunday, February 2nd, 4:30 p.m. Mountain Standard Time at the Hard Rock Stadium there at Miami Gardens, Florida. I'm sorry, man, but this is it, man. This is the pinnacle. This is where you want to be. And 6 years into his career, Jimmy G is there. And quite frankly, you know what? For some weird reason, I know New England's not in the Super Bowl, but you got a guy that was with New England still in the Super Bowl in the San Francisco 49ers with Jimmy G, man. So, like, we're through with the Patriots, but we're not really through with the Patriots. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying. When you talk about Jimmy G, it's one of those things that people brought up, like, look, he's not going to be overwhelmed by being at the Super Bowl and everything that goes with being in the Super Bowl because he was there with the Patriots. But he hasn't played in the Super Bowl. He didn't do what Brady did. Now, if the 49ers win, I can guarantee you everybody in that Boston, New England area is going to be there. We traded away our heir apparent. We traded away a Super Bowl, a starting quarterback that won a Super Bowl that could have taken over for Brady. I can guarantee you that's going to happen in the New England area if the 49ers win. But for my money, you know, look, Mahomes has done it. Well, he hasn't won the Super Bowl, but he has shown us enough up to right now that, you know, he can win a game like this. And he has the weapons to do it. He certainly has the coach in Andy Reid to do it. So, you know, the trust factor in terms of who do you trust more in a game like this, yeah, I mean, it's a no-brainer. Most people, I would think, are going to go with Patrick Mahomes here. But don't discount Jimmy G. Jimmy G can get outside the pocket. He can run. He can extend plays. He can make throws. He can do it all. Does he do it to the extent and to the wow factor that Mahomes does it? No. But he's no scrub. I mean, I think some people dismiss Jimmy G as, he's a systems quarterback. Well, you know what? Every quarterback is a systems quarterback to me. You know, you got to perform the schematics that Andy Reid wants to do. Here's what you do. That's the system. Garoppolo, here's the system that Shanahan runs. He runs that to a very high degree. as well. So, you know, for people to discount Jimmy G a little bit would be a grave thing to do.
Look, at the end of the day, man, you got to be able to adapt with whatever the skill set is of your quarterback, your running back, yep. All these different positions, man. And you know what? Andy Reid has been able to adapt to his quarterbacks very, very well. But when I think about, in all honesty, man, I'm sorry, but as we talk about this, a lot of things pop in my head. And, you know, we're talking about the Super Bowl matchup, 49ers and Chiefs, and, you know, you think about Kyle Shanahan and what happened to him, 28-3 with the Atlanta Falcons. They blow that game against the New England Patriots. Tom Brady and those guys come back and just an unbelievable comeback in that Super Bowl. And then you think about Andy Reid and all the runs he had with Donovan McNabb and the Philadelphia Eagles back in the day. Dorfman was covering the Philadelphia Eagles, working. I'm going to give a shameless plug for WNJC out there in the Delaware Valley, man, where the Dorfman was doing radio back in the 90s. And I built a great relationship with those guys, the Philadelphia Eagles, Andy Reid, Donovan McNabb, and that whole organization. It was so much fun. And you know what? In a weird way, are Donovan McNabb and Patrick Mahomes similar in any way, shape, or form, Mike Wilson? Because that literally just came to my head. You know, Patrick Mahomes, very mobile, but also pretty damn good in the pocket. Donovan McNabb, pretty mobile, pretty damn good in the pocket. Like, is this kind of – is Patrick Mahomes – a better version of Donovan McNabb that Andy Reid has like 20 years later? Isn't that crazy?
That is pretty crazy. And you know what? There's not enough time right now for me to kind of think about that. But on the surface, you know, they are similar. I mean, they both have great arms. They can get out and run around, extend plays. They're great leaders. They perform their position at a very high level. I mean, the only thing that you can maybe give Donovan McNabb a slight edge over Mahomes is just his build. I mean, McNabb was a pretty thick guy. Like he kind of had a running back's body on him a little bit, you know, other than, you know, Mahomes was a little thinner and a little more wiry. But, you know, at the end of the day, they're both, you can make the similarity argument very well.
Yeah, no, I mean, I literally, man, that literally just came to the Dorfman's head as we were talking about it right now and me kind of reminiscing and thinking about my days of covering the Philadelphia Eagles back in the 90s when they were making those runs, getting to that NFC Championship game. Andy Reid was at the forefront of it all. And quite frankly, man, there's a little bit of me that wants to see Andy Reid get it done. Just because of that, Mike. And so that's going to lead me to my next question. Who are you leaning toward, Kyle Shanahan or Andy Reid?
Good question, because they're both great coaches. They're both very gifted on the offensive side of the ball. I mean, what Shanahan has done in a relatively short amount of time in San Francisco is outstanding. And, you know, I mean, it goes without saying what Andy Reid has done over the course of his career in developing quarterbacks, getting teams to the playoffs, getting teams to championship games and those kind of things is phenomenal. You know, I'm with you a little bit here in terms of just kind of rooting for Andy Reid a little bit more, because he's been around so long. He's got all sorts of awards. He's, you know, got the NFC championship games. He's had great quarterbacks. He's had great teams. He's well respected in the coaching circles and with his players and former players, that you just want to see a guy, you know, he's not going to retire anytime soon with a quarterback like Patrick Mahomes at his fingertips. But, you know, just to put a feather in the cap on a career that you can certainly make the argument has been one of the greatest of all time in NFL history.
Well, and not only that, could this be the start of something really special between he and Patrick Mahomes? Like, could we see these guys in Super Bowl after Super Bowl for year in and year out now because of the dynamic between these two? And again, I guess I'm not the only one that has said this, but truth be told, I do think it's a little bit ahead of the curve with saying, is Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes the new version of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady now in 2020 and beyond? Because obviously, look, the winning period for this guy is, I don't know, maybe another decade or so, right? I mean, think about it. He's got a long period where this guy can be really, really good on the football field. And you know what? Andy Reid being the stable force that you're talking about, he's been around the NFL for such a long time. His pedigree speaks for itself. Like, is this the new version of Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes moving forward?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you could even make the argument this is the new version of Bill Walsh and Joe Montana. I mean, Bill Walsh kind of had the same kind of personality that Andy Reid had, and I think Reid came from Walsh's coaching tree. So there's a lot of similarities there between those two coaches. But yeah, I mean, Andy Reid isn't going anywhere. He knows what he has. He knows the players that he has to run that offense. So yeah, it's quite obvious to me that this is the new Walsh, Montana, Brady, Belichick team up, and the NFL is just going to be their shooting gallery for the next 10 years.
All right, so leaving our feelings personally out of this, whether we like Andy Reid or Kyle Shanahan, who do you give the edge to? Is it Kyle Shanahan or is it Andy Reid?
Wow. That kind of goes back to your question. Who would you rather have, you know, Mahomes or Jimmy G or, you know, whatever your question was earlier? Oh, Kittle and Kelsey. I mean, it's kind of like
right.
one and one A. You know, from a personal standpoint, I usually root for the team that's closest to the West Coast because that's just where I'm from. But I'm going to say the edge goes to Kansas City and Andy Reid because I think they have San Francisco has weapons. Make no mistake about that. I just think Kansas City has better weapons than San Francisco. Now, San Francisco has weapons on defense. Let's make no mistake about that as well. So the matchup to me is really going to be the Kansas City offense against that San Francisco defense.
Yeah, and I'm just amazed that this line has just literally stayed put. You know, Kansas City at -1. It opened – it might have opened at even – but it really hasn't
right.
moved very much at all, with Kansas City being a 1-point favorite in this game, and then the over-under at 54.5. I think that's relatively reasonable. I see points being scored. I know that defensively the 49ers are very good, but it seems damn near impossible to be able to shut down Kansas City for four quarters. So I think that San Francisco is also going to have some offense, and Mostert is very capable. We saw what he did. Again, Jimmy G capable in the passing game. Honestly, Mike, I really think we have ourselves one hell of a Super Bowl and one hell of a football game, and two guys that are trying to make their mark in the league, and Patrick Mahomes and Jimmy G. In all honesty, bro, I know that I would have loved to have seen the Green Bay Packers in this, but I'm extremely excited to see the 49ers and the Chiefs in this one as well. So I got to take a break. We'll do that. We'll come back and we'll wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
22 of the Rams, 3rd and 13. Goff is in the gun. Let's into 4 in the defensive line, 5 in the secondary. Shotgun snap, back pedals and sets. He's hit. He escapes. He runs. He's hit again and sacked again. Fumbled the ball. The Chiefs may have gotten the ball. And they have, on a fumble by Goff, who is twirling around and trying to escape the clutches of their defense. Picked up by Houston. Fumble on the play. No team turns it over fewer times than the Rams, but a costly
pass
one right.
Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in a double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down, and the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship. championship game and go to the Super Bowl. What a way to end it, with a deep shot to Devontae Adams, and it is Richard Sherman who makes the interception.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in for the final time with us today. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. Always live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So adjust your clocks wherever you may be in the world. Mike Wilson, at this time, we always have our parting shots. You are up, my friend.
Look, with all the hype around the Super Bowl and the players and the quarterbacks, look, we had a quarterback call it quits this week in Eli Manning, who handled himself just like any of the other Mannings have handled themselves in the NFL. He had a great career, 2 Super Bowl wins, 2 Super Bowl MVPs against the Patriots, arguably the best team in this era, but Eli handled himself with class and dignity, and we got to give a little shout-out to that.
I agree, man. I'm going to piggyback that, my friend. Any guy that plays 210 straight games from 2004 till 2017 – dude, you're an Iron Man. You get the Dorfman's respect. I think that is unbelievable. You were accountable for that long, and in this kind of a game, it's unbelievable. It's a barbaric game. So for the guy to be able to play 210 straight games and to be benched for Gino, for crying out loud, that's a disgrace. Anyways, for Mike and Scott, I'm the Dorfman saying peace. We'll catch you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.